Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Kapag hirap sa buhay at kailangan ng legal assistance, maaari kang makipag-ugnay sa Legal Aid Commission sa inyong estado o teritoryo o kaya sa mga community legal centers. At para sa mga First Nations, maaaring tumungo sa Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. Pero nagpaalala si Dr. Jeff Giddings na isang professor ng law sa Monash University. Dahil limitado ang pondo o fundings ng mga nasa legal aid, hindi lahat ng kaso na idinudulog sa kanila ay kanilang tinatanggap.
Legal aid authorities will look at different ways in which legal services can be provided. It's not just having a lawyer represent you in court. It might be that there'll be other primary dispute resolution processes that can be used. So you've got mediation type services. They make up a large part of the types of services that legal aid authorities are either going to provide or they are going to fund others to provide those services.
Ang lahat ng gustong makakuha ng legal aid ay dadaan sa means and merit test, kung saan tinitingnan ng income at asset. Ibig sabihin, tinitingnan ng institusyong ito kung hindi mo kayang makapagbayad para sa legal services. Inaalam din ito kung anong klase ng kaso ang kanilang hahawakan. Ito ba'y criminal, civil, o family. May pagkakataon kasi na ang isang tao ay kailangan lang ng impormasyon o legal advice sa kaso. Pero kapag kailangan ng abogado na magre-representa sa korte, dito na kailangan na mag-apply para sa legal aid grant. Paunawa naman ng isang professor ng law sa Sydney University na si Simon Rice. Karamihan sa mga middle income earners ay hindi eligible para sa legal aid grants. At base sa Australian National Legal Aid Statistics simula Hulyo 2020 hanggang Mayo 2021, 65% ay ipinagkaloob sa mga kalalakihan na nangangailangan ng legal aid at 33% naman ay sa mga kababaihan.
People can't afford legal representation, but they're not eligible for legal aid. The legal aid budget, most of it goes to men and most of it goes to criminal law. In criminal law, men get legal aid 5 times more than women do. In family law, women get legal aid twice as much as men do. And then in other cases, all the other cases that exist, debts and employment and tenancy and so on, it's about even. So overall, men get twice as much legal aid as women do.
Ayon sa CEO ng National Peak Body Community Legal Services Australia na si Nasim Araj, ang kanilang mga community legal centers ay talagang nakalaan ang serbisyo para sa bawat tao sa komunidad na nangangailangan ng kanilang tulong. Sa buong bansa, umaabot na sa 170 independent not-for-profit community legal centers. Kasama sa kanilang binibigay na serbisyo ang libreng referrals, legal education, legal advice, casework at representation services o kung kailangan ng may kakatawan sa isang tao sa loob ng korte.
That might be the neighborhood center, the migrant resource center, all of those kinds of like services that exist at the community level. So they get referrals from all of those places. People might contact their local member of parliament who will refer them to the community legal center. Community legal centers are networked with health services. So often it's a health service provider, or people can approach, like, you know, can call a community legal center directly. On our website, we've got a directory of all the community legal centers in Australia, and people can access that directory and call.
Ipinapaabot din ni Araj na ang kanilang binibigay na legal assistance ay nakadepende sa klase ng kaso na idinudulog sa kanila.
The more that a person has what we call indicators of disadvantage, so it might be an experience of family violence, not being able to speak or understand English, you know, having a disability, being older and more frail, being under 18, we kind of ask ourselves, would this person be able to assist themselves, or to what extent can this person assist themselves? And if the decision is that the person is unable to navigate the system without additional support, we try and provide the support that is needed.
Siniguro naman ito na lahat na mga dumulog sa kanila ay binibigyan ng legal na payo. Isa sa kanilang natulungan ang kagaya ng isang domestic violence survivor na itatago sa pangalang Maria. tubong Argentina ito at ngayon dito na naninirahan sa Australia. Sa panayam nito sa SBS Radio, sabi nito maraming beses na itong humingi ng tulong sa pamamagitan ng legal aid sa New South Wales, pati na din sa mga community centers.
I went to different legal centers. I also been in the community centers. You have to make an appointment for 1 hour and you go there. I didn't have really good experiences accessing these services. Solicitors, they speak in their own language. The bit that they lack is how to communicate with an ordinary person. So they speak in technical language. You just don't understand the legal terms. And you feel really scared. You say, how am I going to handle this?
Para naman sa mga kababaihan, sabi ng CEO ng Women's Legal Service Victoria na si Helen Matthews, libre silang nagbibigay ng legal na serbisyo at payo para sa mga kababaihan na biktima ng domestic violence o nakakaranas ng problema sa loob ng pamilya. At dahil limitado ang kanilang pondo at pagsasanay, hindi lahat ng dumulog sa kanila ay nabibigyan ng agarang tulong.
We are very, picky, if you like, very strict on who we take on. We've got to actually assist those people who we think are the least able to navigate the system themselves. Our organisation is spread across a few different things with our client work. Some of it is duty lawyer work, which is being in court. So we're every day at the Melbourne Magistrates Court in the family violence list. Now, in that are women, whether they're affected family members, so the person that the police are trying to protect by taking the order out, or applicants themselves as the perpetrators of violence, we will provide free representation to women at court there.
Sa buong Australia, ipinapaalam sa lahat na sa mga local courts at tribunals, maaaring humingi ng libreng legal na payo o tulong ang sinuman sa isang naka-duty na abogado doon, lalo na kapag wala kang abogado at may kaso itong kasalukuyang isinampa sa korte. Limitado man ang kanilang serbisyo, pero malaking tulong ito para malaman kung ano ang mga susunod na hakbang. At kapag komplikado ang kaso, ang naka-duty na abogado ay pwedeng makatulong para ipagpaliban muna ang paglabas mo sa korte o pagbibigay ng testimonya. Dito kasi sa Australia, kapag sa criminal court isinampa ang kaso, kailangan ang abogado. Pero kapag civil at family court, pwedeng ikaw mismo ang magrepresenta sa sarili. Pero abiso ni Professor Simon Rice, kahit pa ginawang simple ang proseso sa loob ng korte para sa mga nagre-representa sa sarili, kagaya ng sa civil at family court, dapat pa ding merong sapat na legal na kaalaman para sa kinakailangang dokumento at pagsagot sa loob ng korte at tribunal.
Generally speaking, the courts are much more accommodating than they used to be of self-represented litigants, but there's a limit as to how far the court can go because the court supposed has to be independent. So as much as possible, the courts create a manageable environment, but that doesn't go very far. It doesn't matter how accommodating the court is, the law is highly technical, is the first point. And the second point is that proceedings are adversarial. You're actually in contest against someone, and the other side is going to be allowed to do pretty much whatever is legal to win the case. You're up against a hostile opponent and a technical legal system.
Saad ni Dr. Jeff Giddings, ang Monash University ay may pinapatakbong Family Law Assistance Program, kung saan tumutulong sa mga nagre-representa ng sarili sa family court. Maliban sa Monash University, may programa din ang Griffith University, Deakin University, Bond University at marami pang iba na tumutulong sa nangangailangan ng suporta, payong legal, pati pagtuturo sa proseso ng korte at lahat ng ito ay libre. Pwede ding bisitahin ang maraming website na nagbibigay ng legal na impormasyon ng libre. Sa kaso naman ni Alias Maria, sa ngayon ang usaping para sa kustudiya ng kanyang mga anak sa family court ay patuloy pa rin. Pero hindi ito nakapasa sa legal aid's means test dahil may ari-arian ito at nakakuha pa ng pro bono na abogado na tumutulong sa kanya. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa pro bono na serbisyo sa inyong estado o teritoryo, bisitahin ang Australia Pro Bono Center website at National Legal Assistance Partnership. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kusanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.